Entercom St. Louis presents The Metro Show, a weekly program devoted to charitable organizations in the St. Louis area.
Good morning and welcome to The Metro Show. My name is Greg Hewitt. Happy to introduce you to interesting people doing great things for our community. And our first guest this morning certainly qualifies. Don Sorensen is the Executive Vice President of Operations for Mercy Health. He's also the founder of a nonprofit organization here called Health in Homes, and they've recently announced plans to help reshape and revitalize Ferguson, an area that became a hotspot during the protest over the death of Michael Brown 5 years ago. And the development is called the West Flow District. Don Sorensen is here to talk about it. Don, welcome.
Pleasure is mine. I can go forever on this, so I'll try to shut up every once in a while so you can steer me in the right direction.
We've got all the time in the world. But it seems like such an ambitious plan, and Ferguson is a part of our community that is top of mind right now. So maybe talk a little bit about why Sure. Ferguson, why now?
Great. Well, good to be with you again. 3 years ago, approximately 3 years ago, there was a group of businessmen having lunch, and it was about five of us, maybe six of us, and we were kind of lamenting the agony our great city that we love is going through. So that was about the time that Kroenke sent that open letter that was horrible.
Yes.
If you remember, crime and murders were spiking. It was the second anniversary of the incident in Ferguson, and we had lack of leadership, and we were just lamenting how horrible things were. And I remember it was one of the most visceral moments in my professional life where I said, we can do something about it. It's about leadership. It's about solving a problem that is solvable. And I pushed away from the table. I went to my car, drove off. Actually, everyone kind of called me and said, Don, were you sick off the pad tire or what happened there? And it really was, I came up with this idea of Health and Homes St. Louis. How can we solve problems through leadership instead of just wringing our hands and saying there's a problem, let's do something about it. And the hypothesis in my mind was, when anyone looks at a problem like Ferguson or Detroit or any of these blighted areas that we know of, it just seems too big to comprehend. So you just sort of recoil back, or politicians will throw a little bit of money at it, or someone will try something, but they never solve it. And my hypothesis was, break the problem down and provide resources to each problem and it will be solved. And that's when Health and Homes was born and the West Flow Project.
Well, and you raise a good point there, because isn't it true that oftentimes it takes someone out of the system, out of the, especially the political system and the way we do things, to actually take that first step to start getting things done?
Righto. So here's what I've been thinking about for the last year or so, Greg, just kind of pondering in some spare time. What is the common good? And no one really kind of thinks about this, but the common good was really kind of thought about and taught about 400 BC. Aristotle and those wisdom guys back then sort of thought the common good is this. They thought, why do humans come together in community, build towns and cities and so forth? Why don't humans just walk the planet all by themselves? Why do they have to come together? And the reason is the common good. The reason is, Greg, no one person possesses the talent to flourish.
Oh.
If you think about it, no one, you by yourself, can't flourish. So here's an example. About 10 months ago, my knee had been bothering me for a year, had it looked at, needed surgery, had knee surgery. Well, I was having trouble moving around. I couldn't hardly even move, and I needed a surgeon. I needed doctors. I needed PT, anesthesiologists, nurses. I needed a village to take care of my knee. So I hazard a guess. We both had a good breakfast this morning, but we're not farmers. We're not food distributors. We're not chefs. We need those people. So the point is, we need community and the common good to flourish. Now, that doesn't mean the common good, Greg, is free. It means everyone has access. And what is the common good? It's have access to healthcare, housing, food, stability, infrastructure, and education. We need those things to flourish. And when you and I and all of your listeners have those things, that's justice. We all have access to the common good. Well, where there is injustice is not having access to those things, not for free, but you don't have access. And the fact of the matter is that area in Ferguson doesn't have access to health care, affordable housing, or even food. It's right. A food desert. And infrastructure. And so when I broke those things down, I said, well, heck, we can put a Mercy Clinic there. We can get a grocery store there. We can get economic stability and infrastructure grants and fix those things. So we broke the problem down, fixed it, and when we're done, everyone in that community will have access to the common good.
Well, and again, these are all good points because I know that in taking a drive through Ferguson, you know, I'm from St. Louis. I don't know a lot about Ferguson. I want to get to know a little bit more about it, much like you and the group that you were together with. It starts with wanting to find out what the problem is. And the one thing that struck me was, and you just made the point, is the lack of infrastructure and the lack of even a grocery store, as you mentioned, the lack of medical facilities. So when you break it down like that, it all begins to make sense, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Break a problem down. And so when I was struggling to say, okay, what is the problem breakdown? That's where I gravitated to the concept of the common good.
So what was the reaction of the people in Ferguson when you came and said, hey, I'd like to help solve this problem?
So what was really interesting is it took us 3 years to get to where we are today. And one is because everyone in this group has, you know, otherwise 60-hour-a-week jobs. So it was a little hard applying time. But mostly it was because we went listening. The other thing we wanted to do is not provide a solution that didn't address specifically the problem. That's generally what happens, mistakes that happen when people try to solve a problem what they don't actually understand the depth of the problem. So we went and did a listening tour. We listened. We went to the community. We literally, Greg, went door to door. We provided forums. We went to, of course, governmental leaders. We went to clergy leaders, community leaders, business leaders. We listened for 3 years. And at first, people were skeptical of us. We're just another group of people trying to do something. But then they built trust with us quickly when they saw in our eyes we meant to help them, but we needed to understand what their needs were. So they're extraordinarily excited and supportive of what we're doing.
And I want to be clear, Health and Homes STL, that's an actual nonprofit organization, correct?
Yes, sir, 501c3.
And that has been, how long has that nonprofit been in existence?
I think we got incorporated 2 years ago.
Okay. I think back to the last time we spoke and you had the book out and we were talking about compassionate leadership and all of those common themes that I kind of hear running through what we're talking about today. That's no coincidence, is it?
I don't think so. I think leading with your heart, with compassion. Of course, we have to be smart. That's a given. But then being compassionate and caring and being genuine and generous with yourself, that is a successful method in business, and it is in community as well.
Well, tell me a little bit about the West Flow District, because that's kind of the center around which all of this is happening, correct?
It certainly is. It's our first project. Heck, it may be our last. But Health and Homes was designed to be a leader or provide leadership in pulling existing resources together to solve a problem. And it's our thought that if we're successful in West Flow, anyone can take this Health and Homes idea and apply it to any other area that needs our help. But it's really, we have several phases. It's really a four-phase project in West Flow. First, understand the need. And I spoke of that before. That phase one is done. Understood the need. We've developed our corporation. We acquired the land, all that land up there that was ground zero for the disturbance.
Yes.
We own all that. Health and Homes owns that.
Oh, okay.
The second, quietly developed all that. The second phase is what we're doing right now is we're developing out the programs, building the buildings like the Boys and Girls Club and Mercy Clinic, and announcing our partners. The third phase, which we'll be moving into, is building the streets, curb and gutters, street lighting, transportation, achieving grants and donations to do that. What's interesting, Greg, is, you know, we surveyed, as I told you, what do you as citizens want? And they wanted curb and gutters and streetlight because there are no curb and gutters up there. We think of curb and gutters as keeping the rain off our beautiful grass. No, what they want is they don't want people to be hitting them with their cars as they walk on the parking lots. There's no curb and gutter up there. People can just drive right off the street. It's pretty sad. It's interesting, if I were to ask you and your neighbors what you want, you'd say things like parks and green spaces and all that. No, these people want, these great people, these great citizens of our region want curb and gutters and streetlights.
Well, as I read through some of the material here and as we talk, I realize that you really have some terrific partners, you know, with the Boys and Girls Clubs and, of course, Mercy, which you're a part of, Regions Bank and Fields Food, the Jackie Joyner Kersey Foundation. Maybe talk a little bit about some of those partners and what their contributions have been.
Yeah, so if you look at all of those, each one of those are the application of an already existing programs and resources to solve the problems that we outlined. So they need access to health care. Mercy Clinic is stepping in to do that. It was a food desert. Chris Goodson and Field Foods steps up. They're not going to give the food away, but it's access to food right there. Banking, so when we return home ownership to the people that live in that area, that there's a bank and they can be educated on finance and so forth. And Jackie Joyner Kersey, along with the Boys and Girls Club, will be an ambassador to youth and let the kids know that there's a future out there.
How can those of us who are interested in this and who are inspired by it become involved?
Go to healthandhomes.org, healthandhomesstlouis.org, and help us there. You can Denny Halter's telephone number is there. He's one of our guys working with us, and talk to him about either A, becoming a part or making a donation.
We're talking with Don Sorensen, Executive Vice President of Operations with Mercy, about an exciting new project, the West Flow District in Ferguson, and some of the work that his nonprofit, Health and Homes, is doing in that area. Don, what would be the one, as we wrap up, what would be the one thing about this project that you would want people to know that maybe they wouldn't know about just initially, just going through some of the material here?
So what I'd ask everybody is be open to helping. There are parts of this great region we love that are hurting, and hurting significantly. Turning a blind eye to it won't help. And if one part of our region is hurting, the whole region is hurting. It's like the strength of a chain. The weakest link makes the whole chain weak. We can help and make our region better, but we have to do something. Use your heart, use your brain, and help find solutions to problems. And these solutions aren't cracking atoms. These solutions are already available.
Well, this is terrific information, and we'll get everything posted on our website as well.
Awesome.
Don, it's always a pleasure, and thank you again for your time. Do you have any thoughts or any ideas or any plans for another book coming out here in the immediate future? As a published author,
I think my radar screen is pretty full right now.
Yeah, you're a busy man. You're a busy guy. Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning and talking to us here for the Metro Show.
Pleasure's mine, sir.